And 6:30, clear, 28 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Mayor Bynum has praise for a new deal requiring Amazon to collect sales taxes through third-party vendors using its website. He says for too long, Oklahoma cities and towns have been left holding the empty bag for merchandise bought online.
In the last 2 decades, as e-commerce has taken off, you have cities across the state of Oklahoma that are having to operate in an environment where we're the only state in the union that doesn't let cities use property tax for operations.
He can't legally say what it'll mean for Tulsa, but does say it'll be enough to hire more police and firefighters and make quicker street repairs. Pulling up to a neighborhood near you. School buses will be rolling through Green Country today. This is the first day back for most school districts following the two-week teacher walkout. The Tulsa Public Schools, however, will not be in session until tomorrow. However, teachers do need to report today. OU President David Boren is expected to make a full recovery following a stroke on Saturday. He was speaking at a dedication ceremony for a new statue for former OU football coach Bob Stoops when he started rambling. He was later taken to the hospital where it was determined he had had a minor stroke. A home near 47th and Riverside is in shambles this morning after flames raced through the home yesterday. An elderly mother and her daughter managed to escape the fire. It appears it may have started when the elderly woman, who has a form of dementia, stuck a piece of paper in a heater. Northwest Oklahoma is still dealing with those massive wildfires.
Many of the fires ignited last week. Gusty winds and low humidity meant the flames spread rapidly through drought-stricken trees and brush, torching homes and buildings and more than 300,000 acres. Emergency management officials say a 61-year-old man died from fire-related injuries near the town of Leedy, and a woman was killed in her car outside a home near Sealing. In a briefing, State Fire Management Chief Mark Goler said firefighters focused on specific hot spots because critical fire conditions could worsen this week.
Really wanting to concentrate on those areas where we have heavy fuels and the potential for the fire to escape and continue growth.
Governor Mary Fallon has declared a state of emergency for 52 counties. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
They're very happy this morning at the Family Safety Center. The organization was presented with a $31,000 check from Allstate over the weekend. It will be used to help pay for domestic violence programs. Our weather forecast, sunny and not so windy, 62 for a high, partly clear tonight, 48 for a low, sunshine tomorrow and 81 for a high. Right now in Tulsa, it's mostly clear and 28. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.